Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Market on a roll.
We certainly were on Friday. It was good news for the NZ50. Highest level in 8 months. So Wall Street helping, but also Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, that powered higher. So stock up nearly 6%. We're at a 10-month high there. And yeah, I suppose when it makes up 13% of our market, certainly does have a big impact on the index when you get a move like that. So yeah, what got investors excited? Well, the company upgraded its full-year revenue guidance to $1.73 billion from $1.7 billion, raised its net profit forecast up a bit as well to $260 to $265 million. And the healthcare giant, yeah, it was good news. It said hospital consumables continue to attract solid demand, second half going well. They've got this sleep apnea mask, the Evora full obstructive one, that's performing well. The Solo mask, it's a revenue issue new mask, that's been released in new markets, and that bodes well for its rollout elsewhere. Yeah, all really good news for our biggest export. I mean, obviously, Fisher & Paykel was a big beneficiary during COVID. They actually sold 10 years worth of ventilators in 2 years, so things obviously slowing down a bit, but the growth is still there. Earnings upgrade comes despite currencies going the wrong way, with the Kiwi dollar strengthening against the US, and they also said the higher rate environment will also have an impact on the value of its property at Karaka, where they're developing a new campus over the next 30 to 40 years, but some rezoning there might help. But in any event, investors like what they heard about the upgrade, and great to see New Zealand's most valuable company doing so well.
Good stuff, Nike. From what I read, America's okay, China not so much.
That's pretty much the story, and certainly didn't get a tick in the box from investors. So shares down 7%. Holiday sales actually beat expectations, but yeah, China continued to slow. Revenues, $12.43 billion, that was higher than the $12.28 billion expected. North America up 3%, but yeah, it's China, Mike. That's slowing down. Revenues there up 5% to $2 billion. It's just decelerating post-COVID. They are getting a bit of a kick from higher selling prices. Freight rates are also coming down as well. Its net income for the quarter was $1.17 billion, so that was lower, but higher than forecasted. And yeah, certainly we're seeing slowing down across the retail environment, aren't we? And that includes here. But if you look at their forecast, they expect sales to grow just 1% this year and fairly subdued next year as well. And they're taking costs out. They're looking to, in fact, take $2 billion out over the next 3 years, and they're cutting 2% of their workforce. Just speaking of retail pandemic beneficiaries, just quite quickly as well, Lululemon, that was marked down even more by investors. They were down 16%. Similar story, although North America also slowing down. And you look at, the growth there was up 9%, which seems impressive, but a year ago it was 29%. So, the yoga pants maker slowing down. Numbers reaffirm that apparel makers, yeah, they are not. It's not as easy as it was.
No, indeed not. What about FedEx? Where are they at?
Look, they did well. So we're talking about pandemic beneficiaries here, aren't we, sort of pretty much throughout. But so they were up 7%, like our own main freight that did well during COVID. Revenues came in at $21.7 billion for the quarter, slightly down from last year. They've got a bit of a stoush with the US Postal Service, actually their biggest customer, and that's looking to cut costs and look shifting more to ground services versus high-margin air services. There's a deal being recut there. Also, the pilots, they offered them 30% pay rise over 4.5 years last year. They actually rejected that, and they've complained that's not as good as pilots at other at airlines such as American and United are getting. But, demand freight rates slowing down, but, you know, they do appear to be holding up earnings. So $879 million for the quarter, up from $771 a year ago. They also narrowed their profit forecast range. What also really got investors excited, Mike, was a $5 billion share repurchase program. Shares up 7% and up 30% year-to-date.
Okay, numbers, please.
So Dow Jones down 0.8% on Friday, S&P 500 down 0.14%, NASDAQ up 0.16%, FTSE 100, that was up 0.6% in the UK, German DAX, actually, that had a record in Europe, the Nikkei, that was up 0.18% on Friday, Hang Seng, that was down 2.2%, ASX 200 down 0.15%. Look at the commodity markets. So we've got oil down 0.5%, 80 spot 63 a barrel. We've got gold down slightly as well, 2,165 an ounce. Back to the NZ50, yeah, we're at sort of an 8-month high, which is great. 11,978 up 0.5% on Friday. Currencies down against the US, 59.9 cents for the Kiwi, 92 cents against the Aussie flat, 47.6 pence. And just looking ahead this week, Mike, we've got GDP growth in America. We've got some more inflation numbers. We've got Powell speaking. Back home, we've got Helen Stein, so the half-year numbers, and we've got some business and consumer confidence reads, so a bit going on.
Good stuff, and it's a short week as well. Greg Smith, appreciate it. Devon Funds Management.